Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Hayden, and in this video, I'll help you to create a menu and an end screen. So let's see what we've got so far. So you should have something like this. It's looking really good right now. So you can jump, you can double jump, you can dash, and we've got scoring going on as well. So to complete the game, we're going to add two more things, a menu and an end screen. So basically, the menu screen tells us the game, that it's Ninja Runner, and the end screen is like a game over screen that tells us the final score and lets the user replay. So let's go ahead and add those in. Before I do that though, if you're wondering how I did the double jump, all you need to do is click on the player, and under behavior, under platform, make sure double jump is enabled. I don't think we've talked about this in the previous video. Okay? So in construct, to create levels, to create the menu screen, to create an end screen or anything like that, you do that through layouts. So far, we've got one layout and one event sheet. So let's rename these. So we'll rename this one to say game layout. And this one to say game event sheet. So now we won't get confused. So now we can create a new layout. Just click on the layout folder, right click, and add layout. And we want to add an event sheet as well. And we'll name this menu layout. And this new event sheet, menu event sheet. Okay, so let's go into our menu layout. Actually, before we do that, because now we've got two layouts, we need to set a default. So to do that, go click on the root folder, and under first layout, just click on menu. Okay, so that's so when the user plays, the menu will be the first thing they see, not the game. Okay, so go into the menu layout. And one thing you'll notice is that our canvas is a lot bigger than what we're used to. So let's resize the layout. So change the width to 1280 and the height to 720. Okay? And on this screen, we want to have three things basically. A title that says Ninja Runner, a play button, and a background. So let's add those objects in. So add a text. Name the text title text. We'll set the text to say Ninja Runner. We'll increase the font size to 72 and we'll make it bold. So I'll just resize the box so the text shows. And we want to align it center for both horizontal and vertical alignment. Okay, next up is the play button. Create a new text. You can actually do this by creating a button, but the reason I'm using a text to do the button is because the text is a lot more customizable as opposed to the button, but you can use whatever you want. Okay, so for name, I'll call it play button. Set the text to say play. Set the font size to 48. And center for both horizontal and vertical alignment. Okay. Next thing is we need to put in the background. So I'll use the same background we did for the main game. So I'll create a new object, tiled background. And let's open up that image. Okay. So you'll notice that our background is layered on top of the text, and so that's because it's layered on top of it. So to push it back, we right click, Z order, send to bottom of layer. Sweet. So let's first now change the font color of these. Let's do a custom color. Like that. Cool. So let's now set up the play button. So the logic here is that you click on the play button and then you go to the game layout. So to set that up, let's go into the menu event sheet, add event, touch, on tap object, and we'll click on the play button. And when the user does play on, click on this button, we want to send them to a specific layout. So I'll type in layout, go to layout. So that was go to layout. And you want to go to the game layout. Cool. If you don't see touch under add event, it's probably because you haven't added it in. So to add it in, you can just create a new object. And under input, you should see touch. So the good thing about touch is that it supports both type of inputs. So it supports mouse clicks, these mouse clicks. Or if you have a touch screen, it also supports touch. Okay, so let's run that and see what it's looking like right now. Cool, so that's our menu. Click on play, and here we go. That's our main menu done. So next up is the game over screen. So in this game, there are two different ways of losing. One is when you hit these obstacles. Two is when you fall out of the game, either through falling out of the platform or being dragged across. Okay, so let's add that in. So under game event sheet, let's create, so just under player, actually, let's add a new event. So we add a, click on add event, choose player, and click, is outside layout. Okay, and just for now, we'll do the same thing as we did for hitting the obstacle, and we'll just destroy the player for now. Destroy. Okay. So now we can create, go ahead and create the game over screen. So instead of creating a new layout like we did for the game, we're going to create a new layer for the game event, game layout. So just go into the Layers tab, and click on the play icon, or not that, the plus icon, to add a new layer. Just rename that to say game over overlay. And in this layer, we want to have a black rectangle. So we'll just click insert new object, tiled background, and we'll create a black rectangle with an alpha of 150. So basically what that does is it creates opacity, so it makes it see-through. We'll put that in. And we also want three other things. We want to have a title that's saying game over, so basically a text. We want to have another text with the score and the button that says replay. So let's add those in. Text. Same thing as we did before. Call it game over text. Set the text to say game over, increase the font size, change the color to white for contrast, and align it center for both horizontal and vertical alignment. So I'll just resize that, put it roughly in the middle. Okay, next up is our score, final score. So we create a new text. This time it's saying final score. Set the text to say score. Increase the font size. We'll color it white, just like we did for the game over title. And center align. And there we go. So the third and final thing is our replay button. So we create a new object, text, and set the text to say replay button. Set the text to say replay. Same thing, increase the font size, change the font color, and align center. Cool. roughly here. Okay, so initially we want this game over overlay to be invisible. So to do that, click on the layer and under initial visibility on the left here, set it to invisible. Okay, so let's now go into our game event sheet and make it show this layer. So under the two player destroy, we want to add an action, system, and type in layer. And go set layer visible. And we want to make game over overlay visible. Done. And as well as that, we want to freeze the background. So to do that, add a new action, system, and type in time. And set time scale. And we want to set the time scale for 0. So 1 is the normal speed, 0.5 is half speed, 2 is twice the speed, and 0 is basically pausing. Let's do that. And these two action, we want to also move across to the second way of losing, which is when you're outside the layer. So just copy that and paste it just underneath the second destroy. Okay? Now we can actually just get rid of the destroys because we don't need them anymore. Now let's run that and see what we get. Play. Okay, I'll deliberately fall through, maybe it'll work. Cool, game over. So now I'll deliberately hit the obstacle. And so that's without dashing. Yeah, perfect. Now we need to populate the score text and also hook up the replay button. So let's go ahead and do that. So for the score, we go into our game event sheet and just underneath the timescale, add another action and go click on final score and choose set text. Set text. And we want the text to say score, colon, and then ampersand, and go round score, just like that. And let's copy that across to our second way of losing. There we go. And now, the final thing to do is to hook up the replay button. So let's add a new event. So we want this event to happen when you touch the object, so untouched object. Yep, untouched object. So when you click the replay button. So there's actually two conditions attached to this action. So we want the replay button to work when the layer is visible and the user clicks on the replay button. So we right click on the event we just added and go add another condition. Go into system and type in layer and choose layer is visible and click on the game over overlay. Cool. And for the action, we want to go to a different layout. So just type in layout. Oops. Layout. And go to layout. And we'll go into the main menu. Done. And as well as that, we want to set time scale back to 1. So add another action system, type in time, set time scale to 1. And we want to hide the game over layer. So another action system, type in layer, set layer visible. Choose the game over overlay and set it to invisible. Okay? And one final thing is we want to reset the score. So we scroll up right to the top and we want to add another action to on start layout. So add an action, go system, and type in reset. And we want to choose reset global variables. So basically, what that does is whenever this layout starts, everything, our global variables get reset. So our score always starts with zero. Okay? So now let's run this. Cool, so I'll deliberately fall off. Cool, so now we see our score and I can click on the replay button. Perfect. So now I'll deliberately collide with the obstacle and we get the same thing. And so that's basically the game. So in this next video, I'll help you to activate Microsoft DreamSpark so you can actually publish your game onto a website.